Justin Outlaw here.
Justin Liu from Parisi Prada.
Justin, this is Doug from Winter Haven, Section 119 in Raymond James Stadium.
Hit me up on Twitter. You need a fishing. Hit me up on Twitter. At Papa Buck.
This is Lee from the Teeth John McCoy. Soft ass. My quarterback, big fucking stick.
Yo, quarterback, wiener dog dick.
Justin, Harold from Atlanta. I have more sources than Adam Schefter.
Mothers and motherfuckers,
we win!
It's OKC Lack.
An OKC pack, baby!
We sent in a Bucks tank, a little, well, they say you better late than never, commish, but you ask what a fucking stick carrier is.
Family!
Nothing more, nothing less than a passionate Bucks fan that wants the team to win.
It's
that fucking simple. When the team doesn't perform, we criticize the fuck out of them, and we might call for everybody to be fired,
because
we don't give a fuck. We've had 10 fucking years at least of losing, so... What else is there? We gotta start winning some fucking ball games and eating some fucking dubs around here. That's all we give a fuck about. You just happen to give us a platform as a fan base, as a stick carrier, to just, you know, voice our fucking opinions.
Two clowns from Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're clowns from Oklahoma. We literally have nothing here but fucking red dirt and cow shit. And we can talk Bucks ball, and we can listen to Bucks podcasts and other passionate fans. So thank you, Commish. Thank you to the Joes and all the sponsors. You know, me and Pac, we've been MIA. We're going through some shit personally. I guess it would be the opposite of you, Commish. We didn't really get promoted. We actually told the last employer to fuck off. But
fuck 'em.
We started new careers, man. When you're not happy in life, sometimes you got to make a change, kind of like you were saying. So anyways, we'll kind of go right back into this.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Bucks Uncensored.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, we always look forward to Wing Tuesdays, because every Tuesday, dine in or take out, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. And get a free traditional snack or small wings with any traditional wing purchase, spun in one of our 21 signature sauces or seasonings. Dine in or take out, restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Let's team, one heartbeat. Let's get it.
One time, be softly
know somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer. It's Bucks Uncensored. It's a podcast for Bucks fans with the passion and energy and the drive to want to see their team, their organization win again. So pumped for what the Lightning are doing. Of course, I'm recording this Sunday night, so not sure how Monday night's game is going to go, but I was at Saturday night's game. I had an opportunity to talk to some people within the Lightning organization, very important people who assist with the marketing, assist with the... These are the decision makers for the Bolts. Had a few minutes with them, just asking them, you know, their strategy in marketing, their team, why it's worked for the Lightning. You know, even when the Lightning have had down years recently, they still have a top-notch organization from top to bottom. And, you know, it's not just about uniting Bucks fans. It's just about uniting this area together. Take it from somebody who's born and raised right here in Tampa, born in St. Joseph's Women's Hospital, grew up in Carrollwood, eventually moved and lived in West Chase, and now over in St. Pete. I live in St. Pete. I work in New Tampa. I mean, everything about this city, I'm just so proud that I call Tampa Bay my home. And it goes for, you know, every area I just mentioned, all of the events that we have, but our local teams as well. And the Lightning have just grabbed a firm hold, I think, of all of our hearts right now, as we hope that they can bring another championship to the Tampa Bay area. And we hope, of course, that the Buccaneers can start to turn the corner as well. In the last podcast, we talked about what's a stick carrier, the state of the stick carriers. It all comes down to the thing that we want most when it comes to our sports teams. And that is for our team to win. That is the common bond between each and every one of us. For some reason, and honestly, it might happen in other cities, it might not, but we get so caught up in our own personal opinions that we forget that all of us have that in common. Some people like to be right. Some people like to be noticed. Some people need their opinion to be right no matter what. Some people need the spotlight to be shined on them at all times. That's where jealousy comes in. We will get to a point with this movement where we bring enough people together to where we won't have to be fighting amongst other quote-unquote Bucks fans who are hurt because maybe the spotlight was taken off of them. But maybe we can finally unite this area once and for all and start attacking the fans that should be attacked. The fans of any other team trying to infiltrate our city. You know, it's one thing to talk it, of course. But we backed up what we said a year ago. We will be there. But if you show up and you get kicked in the balls, there's only so much you can take before you maybe shy away and hope for better things in the coming year. That's what happened last season. The Bucks did not meet us halfway. Jason Light, with his plan that came to fruition this offseason, in addressing offensive and defensive lines, the defensive line, which we will talk about here in a moment, I feel like Jason Light is trying to meet us halfway. I think what has brought all of us together, see, the common bond we all have together is that we want the team to win. But what has truly gravitated us towards each other was the saying of speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick. While we might be in the South, while we might be in Tampa, Florida, while it might not be considered a huge blue-collar town, I think there is a blue-collar mentality amongst the fans of this area, and in particular, the football fans of this area. The Buccaneers reached their top, reached the top of their popularity, obviously when they were winning, but also when they were a smash-mouth football team. When they were a team led by defense, hard hits, and Mike Allstott, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling through defenses. Mike Allstott and all those defenders, all those defensive players, among the biggest fan favorites this town has ever had in any sport. And Jason Light has gone out this offseason and has tried to bring that blue-collar mentality back. The carry a big motherfucking stick mentality. And they're gonna be nasty. The nasty boys. I know Brian Knobs lives in this area. We're bringing the nasty boys back. We're bringing nasty back to the Buccaneers. I love it. Justin Timberlake was just in town. You know, he's bringing sexy back. We're bringing nasty back. And if we can get nasty along the line of scrimmage with all those weapons for Winston they acquired last year and the other weapons they have, at skill positions offensively and defensively. If you can win up front with the weapons you have around, there's no telling. So you're always going to see these teams that turn it around in a hurry. We saw so many teams turn it around last year. The Jaguars, the Eagles, the Rams. And we talked about in January and February making the Buccaneers a turnaround team in the NFL this season. The only way that was going to happen, the only way that's going to happen, is winning the line of scrimmage. We should have known when the Vikings kicked the shit out of us and the Cardinals kicked the shit out of us and then the Saints care, the Panthers kicked the shit out of us. And then the Saints. They were all doing so early on last year by kicking the shit out of us along the line of scrimmage. If you don't win the line of scrimmage, you have such a slim shot at winning the game. Slim. So Jason Light said, fuck it. And Luke Easterling and I have discussed this before, how Jason Light has missed on specific positions in the past and has then gone and tried to overcompensate for missing on specific positions. And perhaps you can make the argument he did so again this offseason. Because he added five new defensive linemen. Bo Allen, Mitch Unrein, Jason Pierre-Paul, Vinnie Curry, Vita Vea. But see, here's the thing. If there was ever a time to overcompensate for a position, or if there's ever a position to overcompensate for, defensive line is where you want to do it. especially if you're talking about a team that plays in 95 degree weather, practicing in August through September, October, and into November. It's fucking hot here. And while you did have Sapp and Rice, under Monty Kiffin and Rod Marinelli, you had a rotation. You had a rotation along your defensive line. And when you have a rotation, you can keep guys healthy, you can keep guys fresh, and you can continue to make it absolute fucking hell for the opposing offensive line and the opposing offense in general. Jason Light didn't go out and look for just premier pass rushers. And while Jason Pierre-Paul could still be considered a premier pass rusher, I think Jason Pierre-Paul, Vinnie Curry, the balance they bring in rushing the passer but also being able to play the run. I mean, it goes back down to this. Whether we want to admit it or not, with all the rules that have changed in the NFL, can you run the football and can you stop the run? And then play off of it. Because if teams can line up and gash you in the run game, you've got no fucking shot. No fucking shot. And so with Vea and Pierre-Paul and Vinnie Curry, they're better against the run and they're better against the pass. Now, it's one thing to acquire a bunch of individuals that on paper make you look better. But we've seen teams do this before in the NFL. Make massive changes through free agency and the draft in one offseason. Is that going to change your franchise around? No, absolutely not. And that's why I still think one of the key, I'm hoping, I guess, with fingers crossed, that one of the key acquisitions this entire offseason is going to be the guy whose task it is to bring it all together and have four play as one. It's not individuals out there. It's four playing as one. That's the task. That's the job of Brinston Buckner. He was a talker when he played. And if there's ever a coach out there that embodies the saying of carrying a big motherfucking stick, it was Brinston Buckner. Now, he never spoke softly. But you know what he was? He was nasty. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing nasty back. Bringing nasty back to our defense. You can do that with linebackers and corners and safeties. But the only way you can truly bring nasty back is with the big nasties up front. When they signed Mitch Unrein, when they signed Bo Allen, I was like, eh. Eh. You know, Bo Allen wasn't a starter in Philly, so we're going to sign him to be a starter here. Well, sure enough, they draft Vita Vea. Now you got Vea and McCoy with Allen and Unrein backing them up. You got Pierre-Paul and Vinnie Curry with Will Golston, where he probably should be as a backup. Noah Spence, who still has all the potential in the world, but I'm tired of seeing the pictures of him shirtless. I'm tired of hearing about him putting on weight. I'm tired of hearing about how great a shape he's in. What I want to hear is a guy who stayed healthy for 16 fucking games and got double-digit sacks. That's why we drafted you. In year three, it's a big year. It's a big year for players that were drafted. So Hargraves, we'll get to you when we get to the corners. But Noah Spence, we need you healthy, and we need you wreaking havoc. You know, you can learn something from Jason Pierre-Paul. You can learn something from Vinnie Curry. But I need you to learn how to keep your body healthy. Because when you're injured, you're not helping the team. You're not helping the team at all. Yeah, this defensive line's improved. And I'm anxious to see how it all plays out. But if they can bring that nasty back, you're going to see an entirely new defense next year. I told you this podcast was going to be defensive line. We're going to look at the passing game, right? We're going to look at the receivers. We're going to look at the tight ends. We're going to look at Jameis Winston. Where was it last year? Jameis couldn't connect with DeSean Jackson. Mike Evans reverted back to some drops. I would even say at times a couple of maturity issues, not as much as it was a few years ago. But when a lot of us were talking leading up to training camp that Mike Evans was on the verge of busting out, breaking out, and becoming a top five receiver in the NFL, he's not a top five receiver in the NFL. We were talking about Mike Evans, you know, working on rack yards, run after the catch. Didn't happen. What I need from Mike Evans is to be the guy that anytime the ball is thrown his way, he's catching it. I don't care who you got on him, what you're doing. I don't care if they're draped all over him. He's catching the football. You have to have it. If Mike Evans isn't going to be a burner, if he's never going to take a 10-yard slant, 70 yards for a touchdown, then he needs to catch everything thrown his way. That's the type of receiver he is. And can't afford the drops and need a more dominant presence on the outside from him. Remember when DeSean Jackson and other players were going to take some of that burden away from Mike Evans? We really didn't see it last year. You know, I'm not sitting here just being critical of Mike Evans. The only reason I'm being critical of Mike Evans at all is because we can all see the greatness that's inside of him. He can be even better, even better. I want to see that. This isn't just Mike Evans. DeSean Jackson and Jameis Winston, guys, got to connect on the outside. Again, talk that talk, baby, but you better walk that walk. Oh, we're practicing together. We're doing this. We're doing that. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, you can run out there in shorts all you want. You can practice those fade routes or those seam routes. But when push comes to shove and it's in the middle of the game, Jameis Winston, are you going to be able to hit a wide open DeSean Jackson down the field? And quite frankly, if Jameis Winston isn't hitting DeSean Jackson down the field, you know, people can sit there and complain about Jameis Winston, but I might have to make an adjustment because I'm not going to change my quarterback. But Jameis Winston and Chris Godwin had a pretty good thing going last year. I need to see more of Chris Godwin on the field. Well, if that's the case, who's going to step off the field? Mike Evans isn't coming off the field. Is DeSean Jackson going to come off the field? Could they consider DeSean Jackson at slot? They just re-signed Adam Humphries. Is he going to play the slot? Chris Godwin, over the course of especially the second half of last year, earned playing time. Now, is he going to take a step back? How many receivers have we seen drafted by the Buccaneers that had a great rookie season only take a step back in year two? Michael Clayton, we know that. Even Mike Evans, year two, remember he had all those maturity issues, had a lot of drops. Not that he's a bad player. Michael Clayton and Mike Evans are completely different, but come on. Mike Evans wasn't the same player in year two that he was in year one. Bounced back in year three. Chris Godwin, better stay focused. Learn from guys like Mike Evans. Now, he did deserve or he did earn playing time at the end of last year, but he has to continue to earn it through training camp, through the preseason, and into the season again this year. They've got the weapons at receiver. Oh, they got the weapons. And I'm curious to see what the rookie has. Okay, I'm not going to get, I'm not going to, you know, take my clothes off and do cartwheels down Dale Mabry quite yet for, what, a fifth round, sixth round wide receiver. But yes, Jason Light's very excited about this receiver they got. They drafted late. I know some of you are as well. You know, I'm going to hold out hope just like I do. Man, I'm going to have my fingers crossed and hope that he's a diamond in the rough. Hey, wouldn't hurt for the Bucks to hit on some of those sleepers late in drafts either, right? At tight end, come on. No brainer. Arguably the best duo of tight ends in the NFL. Cameron Brate, the chemistry he already has with Jameis Winston, signed a new contract this offseason. O.J. Howard in his rookie contract. I mean, tremendous job by Jason Light, because now you're going to reap the benefits at least for 3 more years, maybe 4 more years with the fifth-year option on O.J. Howard. But combined salary for those two is pretty much what, you know, if I'm Jason Light, and I don't know if this is what GMs do, but if you're thinking like, all right, I'm going to allot a certain amount of money to my tight end position, okay, let's just say that a number is $10 million. Well, if Brate's getting like $7 or $8 million and O.J. Howard's getting like $1.5-2 million, then you got some change for the third tight end or fourth time tight end or whatnot. But as a whole, okay. And then guess what? In 3 years, Cameron Brate's guaranteed money's up. Then they can make a tough decision between Brate and O.J. Howard. I still believe O.J. Howard is a freak when it comes to an athlete. I think he's got freakish talent, and I think he could be a dominant tight end in the NFL. Love Cameron Brate. Absolutely love Cameron Brate, but he doesn't have the natural God-given talent that O.J. Howard has. I think Howard could be a damn good running run blocker, but he could be just dynamite in the passing game. And as he gets more and more comfortable, you know, people think rookies are just, every rookie is going to come in and just light the world on fire. That's not the case. I thought O.J. Howard had a very good rookie season. A good rookie season to get his feet underneath him. If he continues to improve, boy, oh boy. You talk about all those receivers as weapons they have on the outside. O.J. Howard could become a dominant force with so much focus being on DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and whatnot. Now, all of a sudden, O.J. Howard just tearing up the middle of the field. That brings us to number 3. Jameis Winston, for the criticism he gets, and we still don't know how injured he was early on last year, but when he got healthy late in the season, you could see the difference in the entire team. You're talking about a quarterback who didn't have a run game, whose offensive line was up and down, especially late in the season when they had lost Dotson, Ali Marpet, and they didn't have a defense. I mean, their defense was getting shredded week in and week out. And Jameis Winston still played well, statistically continues to improve. Don't buy into, listen, let me tell you something. And I'm taking the month of June off. I'm going to do the first week of June and then take the month of June off from the podcast, but don't buy into all this bullshit that's going to be out there over the next 2 months. Okay? These football websites out there are only looking for something to write about. Because as of right now, they ain't shit going on until late July. So when Pro Football Talk is like, no other team would want Jameis Winston, you can go fuck yourself. Okay? The quarterback position is as valuable as any position in professional sports. Why in the absolute fuck would a team have zero interest in Jameis Winston? Natural talent, effort, mindset. Oh, and by the way, fucking statistics in his first 3 years. 3 years in which he's still fucking young as shit. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. And you know what? I don't even give a fuck. All I'm pleading with you, whether it's the evil Bucks local media or these bullshit national writers just trying to get you to click on shit, don't buy it. Don't click on it. There's plenty of other ways you can get information about the Bucks. And there's plenty of other avenues to get to at least hear people talking about your team without having a bias of just trying to get you to click and listen. I don't say anything on this podcast just to get people to listen. And maybe that's what's brought us all together, is that there's no agenda here. I do my stuff as a father and putting kids to bed and whatnot. And then I walk upstairs. I'm like, all right, I'm talking defensive line. I'm talking passing game. I don't have anything written in front of me. I'm just shooting from the hip. Okay? I know the players on my team. I know what's going to work, what I think should work in the pass game. I know what I'm seeing in terms of names on defensive line, but I'm not coming up here with an agenda or a topic to try and get people to. So I didn't even mention Gerald McCoy. You're fucking right. There's a lot of pressure on Gerald McCoy this year. First time he's got all these players around him. All we've ever heard is Gerald McCoy needs help, needs help, needs help. Well, he's got the fucking help now. So he has to perform. Jameis Winston will get into the offensive line, will get into the run game, but he could have a run game now. I think we've all got our fingers crossed for Rojo, man. Game breaker at running back. Fuck, man, every Bucks running rushing touchdown last year was 1 or 2 yards. How about busting off a 15-yard touchdown, 30-yard touchdown? You know, they finally have a game breaker back there. Peyton Barber proved he can be maybe more of a short yardage back, between the tackles kind of back. We'll see if that ends up working. But at least some semblance of a run game. Jameis Winston needs to take over some games. You know, I think both offensively with the pass game and defensively with the defensive line, Gerald McCoy, Jameis Winston, remember, oh, there's friction. Oh, who's the leader? I don't give a fuck. But I will tell you this, both those players need to take over games in the upcoming season. Gerald McCoy's got the players around him now, and Jameis Winston, you hope he's got the run game. I think the offensive line's improved. All those weapons. We can't hear any more excuses. Because if there's excuses in the upcoming season, there's going to be some major changes. I don't want that. You don't want that. What we want is our team to win. What we want is our team to play meaningful games late November into December. And we want our team back in the fucking playoffs. So can we please make that happen? Bucks takes are coming up next. This is your podcast. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Riccardo's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Riccardo's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
In the zone, stick carrier.
We must stick carrier, gather round. There, yeah, we gonna get it loud. Smoke them up, drink them down. One to the commish, one to the crowd. I'm a stick carrier from another country. Right here in Tampa Bay. Jason, Jason. We must stick carrier, have to go. I cry a tear, I wish you wasn't so. They catch their planes, they drive away. I'll be right here. I live in Tampa Bay. I'm a stick carrier.
I'm the country.
USA, right here in Tampa Bay. Jason, Jason, B-U-C-C-A-N-E-R-S, Go Bucks, B-U-C-C-A-N-E-R-S, Go Bucks. Bucks Uncensored, baby.
Let's do the part of the podcast that really brings us all together. You know, this is where you get to hear the passion from other people just like you and me. We call them Bucks Takes. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulowski. The podcast will be two times a week for the next few weeks as we continue to look at some of the positions, every position, we will, all the way up to that first week in June, where we will talk about the fate and the seats that Dirk Cutter and his coaching staff sit on. And our final podcast will be June 6th, a Wednesday. I'll just prepare you for what's to come in terms of events that we have planned. Stay locked in with me on social media during the month of June. If anything does pop in terms of our trip to New Orleans, the training camp takeover and whatnot, I will definitely post it on social media, and then we'll hit it hard as we come back. The first podcast back will be July 9th. I have had some people ask if we will replay some old podcasts. Now, every podcast I've ever done is on iTunes, so you can always go back. But I've had a few people ask if Joe Bucks Fan wouldn't mind posting the origin of the Stick Carriers, that infamous podcast following that Chargers win, when Dirk Cutter said the phrase, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. I think we can make that happen. I think we definitely could make that happen. So just be forewarned. Next podcast, I know we're doing defensive line, and we did the wide receivers, tight ends, and Jameis Winston on this podcast, which, by the way, somebody, Chris, met him at Publix today, recognized me from the podcast. Appreciate you coming up and saying hi, Chris. Chris asked me, he's like, what are you thinking? Jameis Winston going to get suspended? I'm like, God, how could you do that? I mean, what are you finding out now? Like, this is taking a long time, and now you're going to suspend him? Here's the thing. You know, I'd love to see this community come together, back up, and support Jameis Winston like other teams' fans, you know, rally around something like that for their team. I'm just thinking the Patriots in particular, but Roger Goodell came down with all that shit. Patriots fans weren't going after their team. They just united against Roger Goodell. And if something were to come down against Jameis Winston and the Bucks or whatever, like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of waiting. And now we're getting so close to the season. Like, what are you doing? It's no suspension, period, right? You're not going to just crush all our hopes and dreams now, are you? And if you do, from a Stick Carrier's perspective, folks, barring any, like, crazy things that might come out, obviously, I'm just not going to stand for it. Not going to stand for it. We're going to unite together. We're going to make it absolutely hell on those that cast the judgment, unless there's reasonable doubt or reasonable cause for such action. But from everything we've seen and heard, it's just they're just taking their sweet time and nothing new's come out. So this is the part of the podcast where we bring on the Bucks fans, the stick carriers, the passionate ones that want this team to win as badly as I do and as badly as you do. We call them Bucks Takes. This is all you. You record your voice on your phone with that voice memo app. Record it. Title it. Save it. And email it right from your phone. Takes 30 seconds. You email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You can hear your voice right here on this very podcast. We get them from all over as well. So why not? Let's start this group of Bucks Takes with Ryan up in Alaska.
What's up, Justin? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is Ryan from Alaska. This is my second Bucks Take. I'm going to quickly condense this into two parts to answer what being a stick carrier means to me. Like what Gene said in Thursday's podcast, this is absolutely, Bucks Uncensored, being a stick carrier is absolutely the lifeline of the Bucks. Last season, when me and pretty much everyone else felt like they got kicked in the nuts, this is kind of what, well, this is absolutely what held me together, kept me passionate. And also, because I'm always listening to this podcast in the car, my wife, Brianna, is now the newest member of the Stick Carriers, so that's pretty awesome. As for the positions, the D-line, I think the D-line's going to kick ass, man. I think we're real stacked, and I think a big reason why I think they're going to do so well is because of Brinson Buckner. I think he's going to give that defense some identity and some attitude, and they're just going to go out there and kick ass. As for Jameis, Deshaun, and Chris Godwin, personally, I hope Jameis and Deshaun have some great chemistry this year, and they both create a lot of explosive plays, win us a lot of games. I think it's entirely possible. The only thing I'm worried about with that is that they might end up undervaluing Chris Godwin because I think he is a future all-star. I just don't want to see them get rid of Chris Godwin because he's got tons of years left to play. I'd like to see him on the Bucks for a long time. But, yeah, so that's my Bucks Take. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Appreciate you, Ryan, up there in Alaska. Yeah, you know, that's going to be a tough decision by Todd Monken, by Dirk Cutter. How do they balance that time between DeSean Jackson and Chris Godwin? Are they going to figure out a way to have one of them in the slot? Do they want to keep Adam Humphries on the bench and try and get them out on the field? How often are they going to be in three receiver sets? A lot of questions there, Ryan. But, yeah, I definitely think that's something to keep an eye on for this team, especially early on in the season. Go from Ryan. We'll go over to Orlando. Our buddy Matt's there. Hey, Matt.
Justin, Matt from Orlando, man. Long-time listener. Haven't really sent in many Bucks takes, but decided I'd come on here because I heard the topic was, what does Bucks Uncensored mean to you? What does the Stick Carriers mean to you? So I thought I'd come chime in. So I've been listening to the podcast back since the, you know, the hot take days. Those are the days. But yeah, the first Stick Carrier event, Bucks Uncensored event, I joined the walk for your game, but yeah, I realized just walking, you've created a family, Justin, a great family of passionate Bucks fans that love the team, love the sport. It's just, it was amazing. It was amazing. A lot of people hate us. A lot of people love us. But I don't know what we did to the people that hate us, but I don't know. But yeah, I look forward. I think I'm going to hit up the training camp takeover with a buddy of mine from Orlando. We'll see. I think I'm going to try to get to that. And then I was planning on going to New Orleans just for the game. And then I realized, and then I noticed, well, then I heard that you guys were going up there, Stick Carriers. And I think I'll probably join you guys. I'll probably come by, see what's stopping by. I'm just a young high school kid, so I can't legally drink legally. I'll probably stop by, see what's going on. Don't know if I have as much fun as you guys are having, but I'll probably come by for a little bit because I'll get my parents will be there, so we'll see what's going on. Yeah, so can't wait to see what Bucks Uncensored has in store for the future. Can't wait to see what the Stick Carriers got for the future. It's just, this movement's just getting started. This movement is just getting started. Let's get it. Go, Bucks, and carry that stick.
All right, Matt. Listen, a couple of things. First off, you're in high school. Just like anything else, you're that next generation of stick carry. I mean, I know we're young. We're young as a movement. We're young as a fan base finally coming together. But it's one thing for us to do it now and to kind of pave the way. It's another, Matt, for you to take over. I'm not saying take over now or in 5 years, but maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's 15 years down. This is something we none of us wants to go away ever. You know, it's a mindset for an organization, for fans of an organization that represents our town, our city, the team that we love. And Matt, you're just another example. Young, old, rich, poor, gay, straight, black, white, none of it matters. There's no financial standing. The only, listen, and I had a great, unbelievable conversation with the biggest Bucks fan. I mean, listen, anyone that takes 5 hours to get ready for a game, well, that's not, never mind. He takes 5 hours to get ready for a game. It's our buddy Big Nasty, right? I love this guy, man. Had a great phone conversation with him a couple weeks ago. Tremendous guy. Keith would love to get you on the podcast, obviously. I know him and I are going to get together for a beer soon, but you know, Big Nasty, you know, we were just talking about, you know, everything. We talked about the draft party. He said if he wouldn't have gone to the draft in Dallas, he was coming to the Bucks Uncensored draft party. And he's just like, man, I just really love what you've done with this movement. And, you know, I asked him, I said, what in your opinion, because I value him, you know, as a guy who has dedicated a lot of time to this organization, a lot more time than I have. I'm a fan, okay? But, you know, this is also a hobby of mine. You know, this is maybe a little bit beyond a hobby for Big Nasty. I just say, hey, man, what can I do better? What can I help you with? And he said, are you kidding me? I love the stick carriers. He goes, you know, you grabbed me from the beginning. And he's known me for a long time. But he goes, you grabbed me from the beginning when you said you just want a bunch of fans that want to cheer on our team and not be assholes to each other. That's all this was. That's all it's been from the beginning. You start attacking each other. You start attacking other people. Bye. We're not wasting our time on it. We've done as good a job as we can on a Facebook page that has well over 6,000 people on it. 6,000 people on a Facebook page that was started a year ago. We just had the anniversary pop up on Facebook. Over 6,000 people. Yeah, have we had to kick out a few? Absolutely. Because those are people that came on. Again, anyone is welcome to join the group. When you sign up for the Stick Carrier Facebook group, it sends a request to me. I accept anyone into the group unless, and every single person I do this, I click on their profile. Are they a fan of another team? They're a fan of another team. If I see other team's gear on there, then fuck it. I'm not going to put them in our, because all they're doing is trying to come on and talk shit to us. All right? That's not what this is all about. The other thing, the only reason we keep it private so that I have to accept everyone, is to keep out all the spam and shit. You wouldn't believe how many people I'm declining from Nigeria or one of the islands or I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? So I try to keep the spam out just so it doesn't start to affect all of you in the group. Other than that, the only way to get kicked out of the group is to attack anyone personally. You want to attack somebody's opinion? I mean, there's a fine line, I guess, between attack and debate. But once you take the debate, if you don't agree with somebody's opinion and you take it a step further and make it personal, then you're gone. It's all the passion without the assholes. And so when Matt talks about, you know, people that hate us, well, of course. Because they are people that tried to come into the group, to the Facebook group. They just are angry individuals who lead mediocre lives on a daily basis, who want recognition for stuff that they don't deserve recognition for. They started attacking other people, probably to get attention for themselves. And rather than people giving them attention, which is what they seek so much, just remove them from the Facebook page. It's that simple. That pissed them off even more. Because they crave that attention, and now they can't even get it because they've been removed. Understand what I'm saying? This movement is not about any one in particular person. The day I die, somebody else will take it over. As you hear at the beginning of every single one of these podcasts, this movement is self-sustaining now. You know, if I die, then Christian or Harold or Lou or whomever, Outlaw, somebody's going to step up and take the reins. And maybe it's not even one of those people. Maybe it's you listening to this podcast right now. This isn't about me. This isn't about you. This is about us. Us. No one person is bigger than all of us, than the movement. We will continue to show that. That's why every event we have has been welcomed with open arms by the host facility and by each person attending. And we're going to continue to make it that way. Now, Matt, you can meet up with us in New Orleans, but I better not see a drink in your hand. I can honestly say that I did not touch alcohol until I was 21. Okay, I'm lying. You do you, Matt. You do you. Just know that... just don't do anything stupid. Understand? Chad's up in Lando Lakes, our buddy Chad. Hey, Chad.
Justin, it's Chad from Lando Lakes. Been a long time since I sent in a take, man, but I've been here. I've been listening. I think the last take I sent in was after the New Orleans... victory in Tampa Bay. That was a good fucking night. Anyways, just wanted to chime in. Listening to the State of the Stick Carriers right now, man, and I just wanted to get this into you. I know it's late, but being a stick carrier and listening to your podcast and everybody involved with the stick carriers, I just can't say how much I appreciate it. Appreciate what you've done, Justin, to bring this group together. Always kind of been this Bucks fan that has been on his own. A couple people, you know, I talk to are Bucks fans. I have like one or two friends that were Bucks fans, but not nearly as diehard as I was. You know, they're pretty much all I eat, sleep, and breathe. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, anyways, I don't want to go too long here. that's what she said. That's awkward. But, you know, just thank you again, man. Can't wait for the training camp takeover. I had a blast at it last year. We were super loud, super fun. Love making the offense go into silent mode on their own practice field. It's fucking awesome. And I can't wait to see you, Justin, and your new slimmed down body. Anyway, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, I love that energy. All right, let's keep it going because we got a few of them I want to get through here. Let's go from Chad to let's go to Brett, who was at the draft party. Hey, Brett.
Justin, what's up? This is Brett from Clearwater. Haven't chimed in a little while, but I want to say had a great time at the draft party. I didn't get to go last year, so had to go this year, and it was definitely very fucking cool. Bringing everyone together, meeting a couple new people. Derek Brooks was there, Miko and Brent. It was just a fucking great time overall. And I can't wait again for next year. And I especially can't wait for the takeover, because that's probably going to be my next get-together with you guys. So it's going to be awesome. The free agency started off a little rough this year. No, I wasn't very happy, but Jason Light finally pulled through and made some good free agent signings. You know, upgraded the defensive line, added some big body players that can stop the run and help rush the passer. You know, I think Gerald McCoy is always getting double teamed, but if they do that this year, now that we got JPP, Vinny Curry, and the first round pick of Vita Vea when we traded back with the Bills, I mean, there's no excuse this year. So I can't wait for the season to start. You know, I think the biggest key to this was us getting Brenston Buckner to become our defensive line coach. Because once we got him, it seemed like we added those bodies in Bo Allen, Mitch Unrein, trade for JPP, Vinny. Then we signed Vinny Curry. I don't know, but if we have another losing season, which I pray to God we fucking don't, I think he's ready to become a head coach. All his former Cardinals players wanted him to become the head coach. And he was there for 5 years. They had five straight seasons of 30 or more sacks. I think it's doable with this line. So can't wait to see it. And I just remember, guys, just speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
People loving them some Brenston Buckner, man. He can only do so much. But I've already seen people say, is he the heir to Mike Smith? Is he going to be the defensive coordinator? I don't know. I want them to just win. I don't care. I don't care who the coach is. I don't care who the coordinators are. Just win, baby. I hope Dirk Cutter's the coach. That means he won. Keep it going. Eric was also with us at the draft party, but he flew all the way in from San Diego.
Justin Stick here. What's going on? This is Eric out in San Diego calling my Bucks take. I know I missed the roll call or the State of the Stick Hairs on Wednesday, but real quick, the Stick Hairs to me, I had just gotten off of a 13-month IA deployment, and it was time for Tennessee-ready Buccaneers. And I will never forget, I was just looking for something so I could go vent. And I put on your podcast, and you had left the park early to do this podcast. And the first three words, damn, damn, damn. The moment I heard that come off your podcast, I go, I'm going to fucking continue to listen to this. This is my spot. And I just never looked back, man. The State of Stick Hairs is a bunch of Bucks fans, a bunch of crazy Bucks fans who don't fucking settle for mediocrity or below average. And they let the fucking people know it. As far as the offense and defense goes, wide receiver, tight end, I think Cam Brate still continues to start. And then O.J. Howard, you know, you want to see that takeover with how much talent he has. But Cam Brate's a beast. Cam Brate is a really, really good player. And I think Chris Godwin starts to take away from DeSean Jackson. I started thinking that last year, and I still hold true to that. And it's nothing against DeSean Jackson. Just the way, I don't know if it's how Jameis throws the ball or where he aims, but Jameis does aim really high. It seems like he does have a little higher of a ball, and maybe that's why he's either overthrowing him, and then when his shoulder was out, he was definitely underthrowing, so we'll see about that. And then defensive line, I mean, the talent's there. There's nothing that you can else to say about that. The talent is now there. So hopefully, they pull it together. And it looks like Coach Buck's got this thing going. It looks like he's the right type of coach for this position. And hopefully it works out, man. If it doesn't, I mean, that's good. There's a lot of people about to be out at one buck. So, hey, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, you know what? Let's just keep it going. Let's just keep it going with people who are at the draft party. Okay, it's all people who are at the draft party. We had Brett, who's from the area. We go all the way to San Diego because Eric came in from that. You know who else came in? Our buddy Aaron from North Dakota. What up, Aaron?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. It's Aaron from North Dakota. Just wanted to say how awesome the draft party was. I met a lot of amazing people. I met my main man, Lou. You crazy bastard, I love you. Got to meet Harold from Atlanta. Got to meet the lovely Teresa. Got to meet our favorite Panama friend, Javier. Got to meet Outlaw and his wife. Got to meet Kevin and Corey from All Things Bucks. Got to meet Mr. Titties on the table himself.
Among others. I'm sorry if I didn't mention you. I don't remember a lot from those two nights. Anyways, love the draft. Love the selection of Vita Vea. Harold from Atlanta reassured me on Carlton Davis. Got a game-changing running back in the second in Rojo. Got another dynamic wide receiver for Jameis to throw to. Jason Light, you keep killing these fucking drafts. Now, as for D-line, there's no excuses anymore. GMC, I've been a known supporter of you, but even I have to admit you have your help this year. I told Harold from Atlanta that I can't defend you if you don't show up this year and take the game over. And as far as this D-line goes, how the fuck can you complain with JPP, Bo Allen? I know people love to complain about Gerald McCoy, but he is a hell of a defensive tackle. You got Vinny Curry, Noah Spence look better than ever, Mitch Unrein, Vita Vea, and I think Will Golson will have a bounce back year. On the offensive line, you got that redheaded nasty bastard, Ryan Jensen, anchoring that motherfucker. Then you got Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet. I believe Alex Kappa will insert himself into the lineup sooner than later. And then you got Dotson coming off of his best year. Jason Light just provided us with one of the best fucking turnarounds of the trenches anybody has ever seen. There's no more excuses for this coaching staff anymore. Dirk, I love you and all, and I want like hell for you to succeed. But no more fucking excuses. Jason Light, in my mind, has earned his contract extension. And the Glazers will be fucking fools if they let him go. I don't give a shit if he's picked Aguayo. I don't give a shit about his free agent track record. The man has supplied us with the ammunition. This coaching staff needs to fire the bullets. Now, instead of going to the old phrase of carry a big motherfucking stick, I'm gonna steal a line from Brock Lesnar, and I'm gonna modify it. Here comes the fucking pain.
Man, whoa. Oh, I like it. Bringing that pain. Man, you know what else I like? I just love hearing Aaron talk about all the people he got to meet. Just some incredible names. I know he said he left some out. You know, he also left out my name. What the fuck? Come on, Aaron. Come on. I love you, man. I love you. Hope to get to see you again shortly. Glad you had a good time. All right, couple more. Let me get Roland on now. As Outlaw said, and I'll admit, sometimes I can butcher some edits. I got pretty good software, but come on. Roland's take was over 4 minutes long. It's not going to cut it. But I kind of like some of the things he said. Kind of. Actually, I really liked what he said. Or I would have just said, fuck it, I'm not going to have it. Right? So, I did my butchering job, Outlaw. And congratulations to you and your wife on your anniversary. What, 22 years? That's awesome. But let's get rolling on. In an edited version. Of his very, very long Bucks tape.
Oh, what's up, Justin? What's up, Stick Cares? This is Roland Don in Atlanta from Fort Lauderdale. Just finished listening to your Thursday podcast. Start this off, trying to make this quick in regards to what's a stick carrier. Just to touch on that, it's just a great movement, a group of people who take on the name Stick Carriers who simply just want to see Tampa Bay win by any cause. It's like a job description. Your job is to be passionate about the job and just have passion and love for the Bucks and see them win. And underneath those job descriptions, like any other job, it has list of things that you may do, list of things that the job might entail, like retail, clerical work, whatever. Same thing with the stick carriers. You're going to have love for other people, care about other people, make friends. All that's in the job description. But the number one thing is you just want to see the Bucks win. Moving towards the wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. I'm not going to say much about that. I'm trying to keep this short. You can do your thing, cut, you know, edit some stuff out. I think our depth at wide receiver is going to be great. I watched a lot of games, rerun games from last year. And even DeSean Jackson, if you watch every game, DeSean Jackson didn't play every game, but if you watch every game, they take at least three shots to DeSean Jackson. At least three out of four shots, DeSean has his man beat. Touchdown every time. And I think that connection, I think just James just needs to find that connection, and we'll be all right. The thing that's going to take our offense over the top and make James a better player is the run game. We had no run game last year, and we run a lot of play action, and James is nice off of play action. And I just think with our offensive line overhaul and with Peyton Barber and Rojo, I think that's just going to make our offense so much better. But whenever we need to run the ball, like in four-minute offense or just run the ball consistently, we need to do so, and our offense is going to be a lot better. Anyway, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. I'll holler at y'all.
I'll holler at you as well, Roland. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. And our last one, we bring in our brother Earl. What up, Earl?
Hey, Commish. This brother Earl calling out North Tampa. I'm giving my take on the defensive line for the upcoming season. As far as I see is that I like it. I like the defensive line, how it looks. I believe I'm trusting, I'm hoping for a big year for these guys. On paper, by themselves, they should have get at least 25 to 30 sacks. That's what I see. Also, there should be no excuses for Jerry McCoy not to make a big impact this year. I know he's a Pro Bowler, but me personally, you being defensive tackle, six sacks, you going to Pro Bowl, that's very low expectations for a Pro Bowler. So basically, I expect big things from him as well. It don't have to be, I'm saying I would like to see 10 sacks from him, but more than anything with the sacks, I like to see him, you know, make plays when it matter. When the game is on the line and we need a stop, he will bust through that line, you know, and just make a play. I'm not asking him to be Warren Sapp. I'm just asking him to come up big now that he has help. And I believe he will. The defensive line on paper, like I said, should get at least 25 to 30 sacks. And you're bringing in the guy Vita Vea. That's good because now he can learn from Jerry McCoy and other defensive linemen. So ain't no pressure for him. Ain't no pressure on him to, you know, to be, you know, say all the pressure, you know, I got to do something. I got to make a play, something and everything. So he's coming into a good situation. So I see the defensive line is going to be good. I love Coach Buckner, what he's saying and what he's doing. And now, like I said, I expect big things from the line. But that's my take. I probably ran out of my minutes, so let me get on out of here. And as usual, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Brother Earl, love you, man. Love you. Love everyone that's sending a Bucks take for this podcast coming up on Wednesday's podcast. So get in your Bucks takes now. We're going to talk about the linebackers. Now, is Beckwith going to be ready to go? Are they going to have to lean towards Glanton or another linebacker? We know what Levante David's going to bring. And I know Quan Alexander's a fan favorite, but is there something more you need to see out of Quan Alexander this year? I want to see more consistent impact plays. I want to see a guy who flies around on the football as an unstoppable force. You know, there's been a lot of hype around Quan Alexander, but again, you want to be among the top players in the NFL, you need to make game-changing plays. We haven't seen enough of that, I don't think. At least up to his reputation that he has. So let's get it. And then running back wise, are you okay with the Bucks running back stable? Jaquizz Rodgers, Charles Sims, Peyton Barber, it's much of the same, except Ronald Jones. Rojo. Is he the difference maker? Can Peyton Barber be an impact in a bigger role? Or have the Bucks still not done enough at that position to help out their offense? Running backs, linebackers. Get them Bucks takes sent in right now, recorded on your phone. You could talk about the linebackers, you could talk about the running backs, or you could talk about both in your Bucks take. Record it, your voice, your phone, on either or both of those positions, and email it to me at bucksuncensored@gmail.com. This podcast, two times a week, will continue on for the next couple of weeks as we do linebackers and running backs on Wednesday. Next Monday, we will do corners and safeties, focusing only on the defensive backfield that day. Next Wednesday will be offensive line. Then we'll talk about Dirk Koetter and the coaching staff and wind it down for the month of June on June 6th as we prepare you for what's to come in the fall. And a lot of it hasn't even been finalized yet, but let's just say there's the talks about the Bourbon Street takeover. There's been talks about the training camp takeover, talks about away game watch parties, and the words, two words that I think strike home with a lot of you have come up in some recent discussions as well. Those two words, fantasy football. Again, this podcast will be twice a week up to June 6th. We'll take the month of June off and come back roaring July 9th. Cannot wait for that return. You're going to talk about a guy who's going to be refreshed, rested, and ready to go for the upcoming season on July 9th. That's going to be quite the podcast. I can already picture it. Thanks to JoeBucksFan.com for being a tremendous partner, and thanks to each one of you for subscribing, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. I really urge you to subscribe to the podcast, rate and review the podcast, and the reason you subscribe is simple. It's just to make sure that you never miss an episode. Of course, if you want to listen to it before it's even available on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean, then you just go to JoeBucksFan.com. It's available first thing in the morning, Mondays and Wednesdays. If you wait until noon, that's when it will pop on iTunes, Google Play. If you subscribe, that's when you'll get it uploaded to your mobile device. Special shout out to the sponsors. I've said it from the beginning. I'll say it again. Without the sponsors, this podcast is likely non-existent. It's a lot of time, and they have been a major force in making this time valuable for me and for you. And so thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for being a big contributor, big sponsor of ours, and a great partner. Hopefully have some more things to announce with Buffalo Wild Wings here shortly. They do have their Wing Tuesday. It's BOGO Wings, small and traditional size. And then, of course, Happy Hour and Late Night Happy Hour, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, and Sports. Mastro Subaru, run by stick carriers. And if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I mean, if you're shopping for it, you might as well go buy. At least see what they have to offer, whether it's a used car or, a pre-owned, whatever, or a new car. At least go buy and see what they have. Because if you go buy and you find a car that you like or at least is comparable to one maybe you had been looking at, and you just tell them, hey, I'm a stick carrier, they're going to give you special stick carrier pricing. Holy shit. I mean, you're not getting that anywhere else just for saying you're a stick carrier. Come on. They got location in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Mastro Subaru. Finally, a dealership, a car dealership for stick carriers, not having to deal with all that. Listen, this is for you. Take advantage of it. Bricado Sandwich Shop, best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town. Mike, just a tremendous partner. He's been all these years. And I will be by there, Mike, this week. I cannot wait to come by there and get my devil crab. Bricados, we love you. Right next to Ybor City off of I-4. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Hope you learned something and hope it fired you up, because that defensive line could be what makes or breaks the Bucks this upcoming season as they bring back the nasty on defense. Let's do it. This podcast, this movement, is all generated when Dirk Koetter, I don't even think he realized, I think it was the theme that week, and he stood in the locker room after the Bucks beat the Chargers 2016 season, and he said this phrase. It sparked the movement that has just reeled us all in and brought us close together, made us all friends. But I play it for you in a much sexier voice. So take it away, Miss Holly O'Connor.
Shh, speak softly. and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, we're back Wednesday. Linebackers, running backs, nailed it.
Go Bucks.